Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with the new IBF world champion, Joe Cordina. Joe, this fight was a 50-50 fight leading up. This whole week it was 50-50. It was 50-50. Did you ever envision a second round knockout with that backhand?
I knew if I catch him, right, because the way he boxes and he's, thank you brother, the way he's quite jittery, fainting, and when he goes backwards he sort of jumps back. I knew if I keep fainting and go downstairs and see what he done in the first round, which he started jumping back, I knew once he jumps back he sets his feet. So once I knew I started jamming to the body, I can catch him with the right hand, which me and Tony worked on over and over and over again in the gym. So I didn't think it'd happen in the first couple of rounds, but yeah, I seen an opening and I took it.
Talk to me about that right hand when it landed and he went back. Did you know right then and then that was over, the fight was done?
As soon as he went over, I seen his head bounce off the floor. I knew it was done. I was ready to jump on the corner rope. So the corner post, but obviously I knew if I didn't go to the noodle corner, he wasn't going to start counting. He didn't wave it off, but I knew it was finished.
I mean, what did it mean to you when as soon as he hit the floor, the whole crowd erupted? I mean, the atmosphere in this, it's only a small arena, maybe 4,000 people, but what that was, it felt like 10,000, 14,000 people in there, man. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, that was amazing. He's got a beer red already. It was quite deafening. The reception I had was unbelievable. And like to have everyone out tonight, it means so much to me. And like I said in the press today, I think Eddie was a bit reluctant to come back to Cardiff just because there's nothing much happening. But now we got an IBF world champion here. There was a chance for Lee Selby to sort of do that and bring big nights of boxing back to Cardiff, but he didn't really do that. And now I'm planning on doing that. I'm going to give opportunities to young fighters because there's a lot of talent here, and you've seen with the support. I'm sure Eddie will be coming back here quite often after tonight.
Well, let's talk about it then. Eddie did say he'll come back. He did mention Shakur Stevenson. I mean, the unification is, I mean, Gutierrez, I don't know, he's fought once in the last 2 years, I think, I believe, or he's fought last year. He's not fought in a long time. So we don't know what he's up to, but the Shakur Stevenson fight does make sense for that unification. Every fighter that becomes world champion wants that unification, but you do have mandatories in Rakhimov, maybe Selfo Barrett, if you get a voluntary defence. That's quite a tasty fight because he won tonight. But what are you thinking right now? I know it's immediate, you're fresh, and you want to go into the after party and relax, but what's your initial thoughts right now going into the future?
If, like I said, I've ticked the box of me being a world champion, I want to secure my family. So if I'm going to make big money, they're in the unification fights. If I was to look ahead, which I don't really want, I want to enjoy the moment, but if I was to look ahead, it'd be for a unification and stuff like that. for like I said, it's too early to be talking about next fight. I just want to enjoy the moment. I'm a world champion now, and I'm going to enjoy every little bit of it.
I mean, Shakur Stevenson, you want to secure your thing. That is the money fight. That will be the money fight. Do you think you can lure somebody like Shakur Stevenson over here? You mentioned the Cardiff City Stadium. Principality, is that too big for a Shakur Stevenson Joe Cardona fight? What are you thinking?
Maybe. I don't know.
Can you bring him here?
I think so. I think he tweeted he'd come to the UK. Also, he did say on an interview that he'd come to the UK and he'd fight me. So, yeah, it'd be nice to have him over, and it'd be an honour to share the ring with him. He's a future Hall of Famer and a pound for pound. He's going to be a future pound for pound great. So, yeah, it'd be nice. But I back myself with anyone, and if anyone can beat him, it'd be me. There's a lot of good fighters in the division. But I just don't think anyone's technically good enough to beat him apart from myself.
I spoke to Joe Calzaghe. He said you're the next coming of Joe. In his words, he's fucking buzzing, and you've made him want to make a comeback. How does that make you feel?
It's amazing to have Calzaghe like that. I grew up watching him, and for him to be speaking like he said to me, even Barry Jones, like they're saying, I'm so proud of you, I'm absolutely buzzing, and for me to hear that from them, it's like, I've done it. I've achieved my goal, and I've got people like that talking about me. It's mad. It's quite surreal.
One final one then. The 13th world champion coming out of Wales. Just sum up in words. How does that make you feel?
They say it's unlucky 13, but I say to people, 3 is my lucky number, and if it's got a 3 in it, it's my lucky number, and it's lucky for me. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing feeling. Amazing feeling.
Joe, congratulations again. What a show, what a performance. And I mean, you've always had a smile on your face all week, man, so go and continue smiling, go to the after party and have fun, mate, and I'll see you soon, my man. Thank you, champ. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.